Okay, here we go. Sefer Daniel, Perek Hey. This is the Perek of the handwriting on the wall, and that is Belshazzar. Belshazzar comes onto the scene. Nebuchadnezzar is out. Belshazzar is in. Who is Belshazzar? So that is a machlokas, the pashas of the psukim, and the issue is discussed by the Rishonim. There are a number of psukim in this perek that gives the impression that Nebuchadnezzar was Belshazzar's father. If you look in Pasuk Beis, Tihanpek Nebuchadnezzar Avuhi, Nebuchadnezzar your father. Or if you look in Pasuk Chaf Beis as well, Pasuk Chaf Beis, the Pasuk says, Va'ant Berei Belshazzar, you are his son. He's talking about Nebuchadnezzar. And there are psukim also in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Here is also discussed. He calls it Nebuchadnezzar, your father, Nebuchadnezzar Avuch. But if you look elsewhere, it seems, and this is what Rav Rishonim assumed, that Belshazzar is the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. Evel Merodach was in the middle. Rashi here says it was the son. Benohaya Umelech La'achar Evel Merodach. Shemalach Tachas Nebuchadnezzar. Everybody agrees that Evel Merodach ruled after Nebuchadnezzar, and Belshazzar ruled after Evel Merodach. The question is, were they brothers, or were they son and father? So Rav Rishonim, based on Psukim elsewhere, based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyoh, Perachav Zion, Pasuk Zion, says that the Babylonian kingdom will be Nebuchadnezzar and two more generations, and we know that this is the end of the generations of Bavel. Perachav Zion and Yirmiyoh is a nevuah about Bavel. Bereishis Mamlechas Yoyakim ben Yoshiyah Melech Yehuda, the beginning of the Mamlech of Yoyakim, Haya Hadavar Zel Yirmiyoh Meis Hashem Leimar. So this is way earlier, much earlier, the days of Yehoyakim. Yirmiyoh already has this nevuah. Kamar Hashem Elai Aseilacha Mosi Rosim Otosin Osatam Asaparecha. Put chains on your neck. Vishilach Tamel Melech Edom Vel Melech Moav Vel Melech Bnei Amon Vel Melech Tzori Melech Sidon. Send them all to these nations. The Sivisa Osam Aldonim Lemar Kamar Hashem Svakos Kotam Raladonechem Vechulu. And he says Vatana Anachun Asati Es Kol Arotzos Eila. All of these lands, Moab and Edom and Ammon and Sor and Sidon, all of them are going to be given over to Nebuchadnezzar. Let me just find the pasuk again. Pasuk Vav. Vata Anochi Nasati Eskala Ratzos Ha'ela B'yabad Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Avdi. He's called Eved. We discussed then in Sefer Yirmiyoh that he's called an Eved because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was using him as a tool. V'gamas Chayas Hasada Nasati Lola Avdo. All the animals, as we mentioned earlier, Vavdu Oso Kol Agoyim Vezbino. Vez ben beno. Ad bo eis artso gam hu v'avdu bo goyim rabim umalachim gdolim. V'yagoyam amlacha asher lo yavdu oso es Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel v'es asher lo yitin esavro bo melech Bavel. Whoever does not obey Bavel in those years, b'cherev u'barov v'adever evkod al agoy ahunu mashem ad tumi osam biyado. But it says his son and his grandson, so it's clear that Evel Merodach was the son. The Machlokas is, what about the grandson? The Pashas is that's the grandson. Belshazzar is the grandson as well. That's the Pashas. That's what the Rabag says right here in his commentary on Daniel. Good. Why is Evel Merodach's name not mentioned here then? Right, skipped. You would think it goes from Nebuchadnezzar. It doesn't say how Nebuchadnezzar died. As of yet. Right, the last we know there was that he became and went into the animal kingdom and he came back and he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why isn't he mentioned? So the Medrash in Breishas Rabbah says, well, we want to put one wickedness next to another wickedness. Maybe Lahasmich, right? Evel Merodach wasn't as bad, let's say, as Belshazzar, as compared to Nebuchadnezzar, the Medrash in Parshas Vayeshev. Belshazzar Malka Vedaryavesh Mada, Heichan Hu Evel Merodach, Rebelaz Armak de Lismoch Russia El Russia. Kotzeitz l'kotzeitz, giyusan l'giyusan. Right, we want to put them together. What is giyusan? A balgaiva to a balgaiva. The manas kahun on the bottom. Nebuchadnezzar haya rasha. V'chin Belshazzar ve'evil lo haya rasha. Shahari batal gzeiras aviv. Giyusan Nebuchadnezzar ama alo bama se'avil. Belshazzar mishtamish b'chlei kodesh. Right, they were both arrogant. Kotzeitz. What is Arach? Kotz v'dardar, right? It means that they were thorns. They were thorns for Am Yisrael, each of them, and that's why we put them together. Another message that the Abarbanel and others say, and that is, the Tanakh is not a history book. Tanakh is not to give us every detail of what happened. Anything that's related to a message that we need to have for eternity, that's what's put into Tanakh. But it must be that Evel Merodach, there are certain stories that Chazal say that happened. He was Megara Atzmos Aviv and others. But here, in Sefer Daniel, right, there's nothing that happened between him and Daniel that is noteworthy to put in the Sefer. That's what the Abarbanel says right here. Lo haya inyan ha-sipur hazeh, sipur divrei hayamim asher l'malchei bavel, or l'malchei modi yifaras, it's not just the history book, ki lo yavo b'toch sifrei ha-kodesh sefer koras ha-anashim shalom mi b'nei Yisrael heima. Avol nechtav ha-sefer hazeh v'kol chilek mimenu l'shtei ha-tachlios shezacharti. Two purposes of the Sefer. Number one, lahagin malas Daniel u-madrigaso b'chachma u-b'nevua. There's great stories of Daniel. V'hashenis, l'hoid al inyonei ha'uma ha'yisraelis. May ha'dvarim shebo aleha, to talk about the Jewish nation, what happened to them. V'asidin lios b'shuv Hashem, shivas Zion, on the way back to Shivas Zion. But Eva Merodach did not take a part in that, and therefore, he wasn't mentioned. So that's all on the first word. So Balshitzar Malka, Balshitzar the king, Avad Lechem Rabbi made a big suda, l'rav Ravanohi, alaf to thousands of his soldiers, Ulakavel Alpa Chamer Shasein. In front of all of them, he drank a lot of wine. And he got drunk. Belshazzar, right there, there's, if you see, it's usually spelled with a test. There's no test in Belshazzar here. The Rav Sadigon says, because Sheshalach Yad Bakli Beis Hashem, because of the sin that he just did, maybe test stands for chait. Belshazzar Amar Bitaim Chamra. While he was drunk, Lahayasalamani Dava Vachasa, bring me all the gold and the silver. The Hanpeg Nebuchadnezzar Avui, that my father or my grandfather Nebuchadnezzar took out min Hechal Dibirushalayim. From the Hechal, the Malbim points out, he doesn't even say in the Hechal Hashem. He just says, from the Hechal, from the temple that was in Jerusalem. That's it. Bring it out. V'yishton Bahon, and let us drink in them. Malka V'rever Vanoi, the king and all of his party, Sheglase. And not only the nobles are going to drink with it, but even his concubines and those that he, those women that he just lay with. So let's just bring it out. Why Dafka bring it out? So the Mefarshim here quote, and it's the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, that Balshazzar miscalculated, or he calculated. Everyone knew the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu Navi. All the Babylonian kings knew that their Malchus, according to Yirmiyahu, was going to last 70 years. A couple of prakim after the one we just read. In Parachav Tes of Yirmiyahu, he called Amar Hashem, ki lefi melos labavel shivim shana, efkod eschem. 70 years I'll bring you back, vakimosi aleches dvari atov la shiv eschem el makom hazeh. You're going to return to this land. Ki anochi adati es hamachshavos asher anochi choshev aleichem nom Hashem, machshavos shalom velo lera lases lechem acharis v'tikva. Ve'ukrasem osi v'alachtem v'spalaltem elai v'shamati aleichem. So there'll come a time that I'll return. V'shavti es shivuschem v'kibatzi eschem mikol ha'goyim asher mikol makomot asher edachti eschem sham ne'um Hashem. I'll return you. V'ashivosi eschem al makom asher glesi eschem misham. That's again. This is all in Yirmiyahu Chavtes. Ki amartem hekim lanu Hashem neviim bavela. Ki chomar Hashem el amelach hayosha kisei David. He continues that there's going to be a galus, but you're going to come back. So they all know this nevuah of 70 years. But the question is, 70 years from what? So Balshazzar calculated 70 years from the rise of Nebuchadnezzar, his grandfather, and those 70 years were up. He miscalculated. Others, we'll see, Achashverosh might have miscalculated. Maybe it goes from 70 years from the second Galus, that Nebuchadnezzar was magle many of the Jews. That also was incorrect. So again, until the 70 years from the basically the Churban, maybe one extra year. So that was the miscalculation. But he wanted to celebrate that Nebuah wasn't coming true. And therefore, he took out all of the Kalim. Right? Exactly like Achashverosh, a little bit later in the Persian time, who do use the Kalim. Here too, Balshazzar took out the Kalim. And the Gemara even tells us that Achashverosh was nervous when it came to him. He says, I don't want this to happen to me. What exactly happened to Nebuchadnezzar? Right? So says the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis in Maseches Achashverosh, Maseches Megillah, that he was very nervous. Right? Afik mani de beimaktasha Balshazzar umishtamish behu. And that's what Daniel says to him. And we'll see what's going to happen to him that night. But again, Achashverosh was nervous, but he miscalculated. The Gemara says even Daniel miscalculated. The top of Yud Beis of an Aleph in Megillah. He also was off by 1 year. But either way, this is the story. So he brings out all of the Kalim and the Yishton Bahon, and they drink from them. Badi and Haisu Mani Daba, the Anfikum and Nachali, as they brought it out, the Beis Elaka, as they're bringing it out from the house of Hashem. Right here it says the house of Hashem, either because it's just the narrator talking now. Right before, and it was that, bring me the Kalim from the Heichal, it was Balshazzar talking. But here it's the narrator talking, or the Malbim says it was the Avadim. His Avadim at least recognized the Kedusha of the house. Vishtiyu Bahon Malka Barabravanoi, Sheglasi Lechenasi. Also, they're drinking from it. Ishta Chamra, and what happened? They started drinking, and it not only stopped there, but it got worse. V'shabachu leilake daba v'chaspa nechashu parisla of Avra. They started praising all of the gods of gold and silver and copper and iron and wood and stone. They started praising all their gods. And what happens then? Be shaita nefaku esban diyad anash. A hand of a person. Or yad anash could also mean an angel. Rav Saadi Gaon says, Gavriel. Gavriel is called Ish, as we're going to have in a couple of prakim. But Ish Gavriel. V'kasson l'kavel nevrashta. And he writes something right next to the candelabra. Algira diksal hechla di malka. On the wall of the king. Umalka chazi pas yada di kasva. And the king sees the hand. Again, when else did a hand come out? Remember the story of Chanina Mendoza in Meseches Tainus. That's when a hand came out and gave the golden leg and then took it back. But here he sees the hand. Ve'dayin Malka Zivoi Shinoi. And all of a sudden the king, all of a sudden his countenance changes. V'rayonoi Yivahalune. And he gets all confused and he gets all nervous. V'kitre Charti Mishtarayi. And his belt buckle flies off. V'arkubase his knees start rattling against each other. What is going on? There's a hand here, and he sees writing on the wall. Why dafka did Hashem make the nace happen this way? Why dafka with a hand and the writing on the wall? So one suggestion, the Mishpat Zazav quotes from a contemporary that we learned earlier, the statue that Nebuchadnezzar saw, the top, the head was gold, and that was Bavel, and then the midsection was Parasumadai. Right, and that was the Zroa. Hands come out of that section of the body. And maybe that's why it's Dafka through the hands that this is being shown, because it's a reference to that Geula and Galus and Geula that's going to happen. Malchus Madi Uparas, Nimshala Bachalomos and Nebuchadnezzar, Kenegara Chazeh, Vahazroos. V'kfar hashchina yarda bezroos, shere biyom nisbaser b'layla nerag. L'chein tirish ala rasha azelo odilo abe b'apoloso ayde chalom. It wasn't like a dream. It was just writing, because this is already a fulfillment. It wasn't that it was going to happen. It is happening right now. So what happens? He gets very nervous. Kari l'malka b'chayo, he calls his soldiers, le'ala l'ashvaya. How many times has this happened already? The time in the Sefer that it's happened and the king has a dream or something that he sees, a vision, and he doesn't know what to do, so he calls all of these people again. Gazraya ani malka v'armel hakimi bava. The king says, di kol enosh di yikrik sava dana. Whoever could read this, upishri yachavinani, and it could tell me its interpretation. Our gavana yobash, I'll put purple special royal clothing on them. V'hamnicha di dab al tzavarei, you'll hang a golden necklace on their neck. V'talti b'malchus ha'yishla, I'll give them a third of the malchus. Sounds like Achashverosh gave half of the malchus, offered, but I'll give them a third of the malchus. They couldn't read it, as we'll see. Adayin alo kol chakimi malka, they all come in, v'chalo kolin k'sav al mikre, and they couldn't read it. Why couldn't they read it? That's a question the Gemara asks in Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara there says, Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Roy Haya Ezra Shetinatein Torah al Yodali Yisrael. Ezra could have given the Torah. Ezra was on such a great level. Imale kadma lo kadma Moshe. If Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't been mocked him to Ezra, he was as great to give the Torah. Moshe says, Moshe Allah Elo Elokim, and Ezra, who Ezra Allah Mibavel. Just like Aliyah there is Torah, so to Aliyah here is Torah. And other parallel cases. V'yafapi shelo nitna Torah yado nishtana al yado haksav. And even though Torah wasn't given by him, the ksav was nishtana. What was this ksav nishtana? So, you know, something changed, because again, this was, Ezra was around the time, as we'll see a little bit later, of Daniel. And the pasuk says here, lo kalin ksav al mikre, they couldn't read it. So obviously something must have changed in the days of Ezra, in the days of Daniel. Upshar lo dalamalka, they couldn't give the interpretation to the kelach, to the melech. What changed? So the Gemara suggests, Ksav Yevanis to Ksav Ashuris. It was changed to Asher. It was different Ksav. That's why nobody could read it. One day. Another day was, no, it was the Ksav. It was just forgotten. The earlier Ksav was forgotten, the Ksav of Ashuris. Rav Shimon Elazar says, no, Ksav Zelonashtana called Iker. Ksav didn't change. Nothing changed in the days of Ezra. So what does it mean? Why couldn't they read it? So it was written in some type of code. That's the answer. What type of code? So that's what the Gemara has, three or four possibilities. Rav says it was written in Gematria, which Rashi explains to mean Atbash. It was written in Atbash. Another opinion was that it was written backwards. Another opinion said it was written going up, like it was written in like a graph, and the words were written from top to bottom, not right to left, as usually are written. Okay, all different ways, different days. But either way, they couldn't read it. That's what's important. But calling Saul Mikri, they couldn't read it. Upishri lo dola Malka, they couldn't give the interpretation to the king. Edain Malka Balshazar Sagi Mizbalz, he gets even more nervous because he realizes that nobody could tell him. More nervous. The Besudas David says, Nival Hamelech Harbe Ma'od, Vizor Panim Nishtana Lavod Yoser. His face got even more pale. Vasarim Hayu Meshubashim. The officers didn't know what to do, and they were all scared. They didn't know what was going on here. Good. Zivonoishtein Aloi, his countenance changed. Veraver Vanoi Mishtabshin. Malkasa Lakavel Mile Malka. All of a sudden, the queen comes in. Does not say who the queen was. Some say it was his mother. If it was his mother or his grandmother, that's the wife of Nebuchadnezzar. But either way, the queen comes in. The Bnei Yisachar says that Geula always has a woman involved in it. Always has a woman involved in it. As we know, right, we know that from this, the Gemara and the Rishonim, right? Remember the sugi of Afinoy Boso Anes, Megillah Daf Dalid, Psachim, elsewhere, for the Gemara, Afinoy Boso Anes, what does that mean? So, Bali Tosfos say it means they were also included in the danger of the that took place at each of these respective times. But the Rashbam says, no. Iker Hanes Haya Al Yadam. They were the catalysts of the Nes. They were the protagonists, Purim through Esther, Hanukkah through Yehudis, Pesach, Bischus Nashim, Tzidkanio. So here, it's not that the woman was the catalyst, but at least a woman was involved. And that's what the Bnei Yisachar says, that Geula always has a woman involved. Maybe it's because of the optimism that we've spoken about before. The women are generally optimistic. That's what they didn't give to the Egel. And when Miriam took out symbols to the Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, either way, the queen comes in and says, what's the matter? And the king says, what happened? And the queen says, Malka Laman Hei, right? You shall live forever. Al Yivaluch Rayonach. Don't worry about it. Vizivach Ayishtanu. Isaik Varba Malchusach Di Ruach Elokim Kadishin Bey. There's somebody in this kingdom that the Ruach Elokim is on him. Ubiyome Avuch, in the days of your father. Again, there's a pasuk, or a grandfather. Nahiru v'sach l'sanu v'chachma k'chachma z'alakinish tachachas bay. The wisdom of God is in him. U'malki Nebuchadnezzar avuch, and the king, your father, your grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar, rav chartum in ashvin, kasdon gazrin, hakimi avuch malka. Put him in charge of all of the necromancers and soothsayers and people who saw the future. Kalkavel di ruach yatira umanda v'sach l'sanu. She's waxing poetic and amazing adjectives about Daniel. Mefasher chalman, he interprets dreams. V'achavaya sachidon umishari kitrin, he undoes knots. Hishakachas beba Daniel di malka samshmei Balshazzar. And the king named Balshazzar Ka'en Daniel Yiskre, but he's called Daniel. Ufishri Yahweh, he'll tell you. So what happens? They bring Daniel. Bedan Daniel Hual Kadamalka Ani Malka of Amar Daniel. Antu Daniel, are you Daniel? The Min Bnei Galusa the Yehud that came from the Galus from the land of Yehuda. The Haisi Malka Avi Ben Mid Yehud that my father. It says it five times in this parak, referring to Nebuchadnezzar as his father. The Shimeis Alach the Ruach Elokinbach. I've heard about you. That you have the Ruach Elokim in you. V'nahiru, v'sach l'sanu, v'chachma yisiru, you have a lot of wisdom. Uka'an hu'alu kadamai haki mayosh faya diksava d'nayikro, and I have this writing, and I have no idea what it means. Could you please help me out? V'ah, shimes alach, disiko pishron l'mishra v'kitron l'mishra. Ka'an hein tichol, and if you do that, I'll give you purple clothing. I'll give you a golden necklace. V'talsa v'machus l'tishtal, I'll even give you a third of my kingdom. Beidayin arni Daniel. Daniel says, I don't need any of your kingdom. I don't need any of your gold and silver and presents. And he goes through a little background. He says, let me tell you, your grandfather or your father, Nebuchadnezzar, they ruled the world. Omin revusa di yahavle kalam amayu mayavli shanaya. Havizon v'dochlen mekadamoi. Pasuk Yutes. The whole world was fearful of him. Diavit save, havikotel. If he said somebody should be killed, he was killed. Diavit save, havimache. Whoever said shall live, shall live. Diavit save, havimarim. Whoever should be lifted up was lifted up. Diavit save, havimashpil. And whoever could, what was, should be lowered. Ukti rum levave. Rim levave. His heart got too high. Veruche tikvas lazada. What did Hashem do? We read it in the last parak. He was left out of the people society, and he went with the animals. He was with the oxen and the wild donkeys. He ate grass for all those years until he came back. Pasach Lo Hash Pelt Livavach. but you didn't do any different. And you know everything that happened. The Malbim says you're even more at the fall. Because you know this whole story. You know what happened to him. And you still haven't changed. You try to be higher than the God of heaven. Meaning you using his kalim from his house. You're drinking wine in them. And you're talking to the gods of silver and gold. They don't see, they don't hear, lo yadin shabachta, right? And you're talking to all those gods. But the God that who's in charge of your life, the kolar chasach le lo hadarta, you didn't do anything. So you know what's going to happen? Beidan kadamoi shliach pasadiyada uksava dinar rashim. That's why the hand comes out and is telling you. Dinak sava di rashim. You know what it says? Four words. The writing says minei minei tekelu parson. What does that mean? Minei means accounting. Dinop shar milsa. This is what it means, says Daniel. Minei, mina elaka malchusach. Hashem has counted your malchus, the hashlama, and has completed it. It is now done. The Malbim says, why does it say minei, minei twice? The pasuk only explains once. It means minei, there was one counting that Bava was going to be 70 years. Galus Bava. But there was a number two, that it was going to be in the, as long as the son, the Nebuchadnezzar, the son and the grandson. So if the grandson had been worthy, so maybe it would have been extended. You would have had an extension. But guess what? Mana, the first one, Eloka Malchus of Ashlama, that time is done. Tekal, that has been weighed. Your Malchus has been weighed. Tekelta b'moznaya, v'shtakachat chasir. It's missing. It's lacking. Right? You've sinned. So what's going to happen? Prasin. It's going to break apart. Prais, Prises Malchusach, and not only Pras broken apart, Pras is going to go to Pras. It's going to go to Persia. A play on words. V'hivas l'maldi uparas. Baldin, so after this, Daniel must have left, and Belshazzar is happy that he got the interpretation, even though that he knows, obviously, that his end is near. They put the purple on Daniel. They gave him a golden necklace. And they announced that he owns half of the Malchus. That night, Kato Belshazzar Malka, Kazdo'a. That night is the end of the Babylonian reign, because the Persians, Koresh, Al-Yavish, kill him, they assassinate Belshazzar, they take his head. Others say that somebody else assassinated him and they brought his head to Koresh and Daryavish. But either way, tonight is the night that the Babylonian kingdom is done. Gemara Nedarim says, don't mess around with the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. And Kal V'chomer, don't mess around with Torah. Says the Rabbi Yochanan on Nedarim Samach Beis HaMan Aleph, Kal HaMishtamish B'Kisra Shal Torah, if somebody abuses the Kesar Torah, Ne'ekar min ha'olam, they will be removed from the world, kal v'chomer. Uma Belshazzar, shenishtamish b'chli kodesh, Belshazzar, which use physical holy items, shena'asu chol, shenemer vol b'prisim b'chil lua, they even were desecrated, so to speak, when they went into Gullus. Kivan shepirtsum na'asu chol, ne'ekar min ha'olam, and yet he was ne'ekar, t'chsiv be'ebalal, yakatul Belshazzar, ha'mishtamish b'kisra shal Torah, shu'chai v'kayim la'olam, if you use the crown of Torah, which is a kavachomer more kadosh than kalim of the mikdash, alachas kama v'kama. We have to learn how careful we have to be when we're handling Torah, not just handling Torah with our hands, but handling Torah with our minds and handling Torah with our thoughts. We'll stop here. This was the parak of Belshazzar's reading, the handwriting on the wall.